Talent Initiative for Development organization TIDE is launching a gender and peace-building project in Yei River County. And joining me now on this morning is the team leader of the organization. Okay, I am unable to get the team leader this morning from Yei, but now I'm joined with Faida Mary Akutien, an administrator for the organization, who is with me in the studio. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Right. So just tell us more about this project on gender and peace building in Yei River County.
I think let me just start briefly about TIDE. TIDE is a non-governmental organization registered under the RRC in 2020. Mm. And it's just to promote cultural heritage through using creative heart for youth empowerment, women in economic empowerment, government, peace building, and this is mostly what we do. And there's the current project, Strengthening Peace, Strengthening Gender Equality and Peace in Yei, is mostly to bring out the younger generation on how they see the peace process going on, because we felt like they've not been captured in the peace process. Mm. And mostly these are the people who are affected. We have a lot of cases of domestic and gender-based violence, and the younger or the students or the youth are the most affected. Mm. That's why we came up with this project. And also it came as a recommendation of the previous project we had with GIZ, mostly on we had the music, Yei Music Festival. Mm. It was really massive for the youth. And we felt we youth from different parts of Yei, they came together, or the Yei River State, they came together. Mm. Even we have a song that already been produced for peace called The Goa, and it's really amazing. Mm. And for this particular project, we are going to have the monthly engagement forums with students on the youth role in the peace building process. Mm. What is the perspective? What is the voice of the student? What are they saying about the peace process? Mm-hmm. And we are going to have the gender equality conference, drawing at least 50 key stakeholders in the peace process, and mostly on to deliberate on gender and the law, the perspective of gender, right, and law.
Right.
Yeah, because we have cultural gender norms, which are sometimes not captured in the law that we're using right now. Mm-hmm. So how do we incorporate that?
Okay, so what are some of those gender norms that haven't been captured that you would like to highlight?
We still have the issue of the family laws, which are, in most cases, we put it into culture. Mm. Like, in culturally, a woman is not supposed to do this, or a man is supposed to do this. We have differences in gender, but when we come into the law says something different else. So most of this thing, we start with the family laws.
Mm.
Yes, how does it come up? Also, we're going to have the monthly civic engagement program on gender and the lawyer. I've already talked about that. Capacity building for teachers, students, and church leaders also. Mm. We have to involve them. And we've come up with the gender equality clubs, so that every school, not only in Yei, from Yei we shall go outside, so that we have the gender equality. And these programs are incorporated into the school programs. Maybe in the school assembly, we have at least a message that is passed out about gender equality.
Right.
The role of boys and girls in the community.
So your target here is the young people in schools, secondary schools and primary schools?
In primary school, we target mostly the younger generation. Mm. Yeah, and then we are also so much into talent promotion. We have our students, in most cases we find that in South Sudan here, it is our parents to choose for us what we're supposed to do for the students. Mm. But initially, we have our own talent that are undiscovered. And mostly we find that the secondary level is where we discover most of our talent, because this is a phase of interaction with our colleagues. We can speak openly. Mm. That people can sing, that people can write poems, that people can draw. But that talent is always intact, because your parents want you to be a doctor, want you to be an engineer. Mm. How do you start singing? It's not allowed. Yeah, but we want people to come up with that.
So how do you plan to incorporate this with the parents? Because you cannot go against the will of those who pay your school fees.
Yeah, it's really true. it's something so hard. We will have to start with the students identifying themselves, and then the teachers helping out, and then if there is a step, we bring in the parents, because there is a session also for the parents during the PTA. Mm-hmm. Most parents don't attend such sessions. So how do you bring in the parents so that they can know the strength and the weaknesses of their children?
Mm.
Yeah, when to come to those fields.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so why are you focusing specifically on these areas, gender and peace? Why is it important to sensitize young people in Yei River County on these two specific topics?
We find that maybe I've talked about from the beginning, like we find the younger generation or the students mostly that have been excluded from the peace process. The student hear news, this has been happening, this and this, the process, mm-hmm. but they're not directly involved. Mm. The voice are not captured, but at least they have the knowledge, they know what is going on. And these are the people who have been experiencing, if it is war, gender-based violence, domestic violence at home, they have been victims of survivors of such situations. So if we get them in to even they can help out their parents if in conflict management, yeah, families, settlement and all that. Because if a child can tell you, you know, this is right, this is wrong. An adult at some point, of course, you know, I cannot take this from a child, but at least you will sit back and say, oh, my son said that. Yeah, right. It's really important.
Right. So what is your expected outcome after the duration of this project?
Expected outcomes, at least when we shall form the gender equality clubs, mostly to preach out the message of peace and gender perspective, and how the laws and gender cultural norms, some of the bad cultural norms that are affecting our communities, cut out the message of peaceful coexistence, because Yei River State is having a lot of people with different cultural diversity. How do we coexist as different communities in one place?
Right, Frida, thank you so much for making out time to speak to us. When is the launching happening?
The launching is happening today in Yei.
In Yei, yeah. Right. And what are your final remarks?
My final remarks is we urge the stakeholders, the government, and the people of Yei River State to take this project very serious, because this is for them, this is for all of us, this is for South Sudan. Mm. We want to coexist, we want to live in peace, we have to preach the message of peace. And a special thanks to GIZ, because they're directly the one financially supporting the project.
Okay. Frida Mary, thank you so much for your time.